teams would only have one player from their home state.
DeSaint foul right wing. Slowed by Anderson, who was backpedaling. Now Cilia setting up Dexheimer. One-timer, that went wide. Mantle behind the net. Intended pass left circle for Lucius, intercepted. And it's sent out again by Lindenwood. 10 seconds left on the Badgers' power play. Wisconsin up the ice quickly. 7 seconds. Dexheimer across the line. Stramel tried to protect. Poked off his stick, and that'll do it for the Badgers' power play. Now 2-for-3 on the man advantage. Wisconsin leads 4-0. Dick with it. Even strength. Pass to the slot off his skater 2 to the far side. Chipped out by Mercier to center. Taken there by Daniel Lotch, and he'll whip it right back down in. Daniel Lotch, junior, Pittsburgh Penguins draft choice. There's a collision behind the net. Stramel went down. Dick did too. Lotch tees one up from the left point. That missed the net. Stramel reaching for it right wing. It's whacked away from him and all the way down. Will that be icing on Lindenwood? It will, with 8:43 left here in the second period. Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their dream-making software. Visit clearybuilding.com.
Well, I will say this. The extra forward was the extra player. Yep. That being Mellenbacher is listed on our depth chart. But I will honestly say that the shuffling of the lines, he hasn't looked out of place. He's played on about 4 different lines.
Yeah.
Before penalty kills, you know, after penalty kills, after power plays. He's looked really good.
Badgers won the draw, then Lotch coughed it up but knocked it off the stick of the man who stole it. Here's a wrister by Kuzma high and wide. Scholl with a puck, double teamed, reverses to Lotch, sends it ahead to Dick. Good play by Price, the defenseman, and now the puck goes into the Lindenwood bench, stopping play. 8:26 to go here in the second. Wisconsin 4, Lindenwood nothing. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Hockey brought to you by Ho-Chunk Nation, with over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Along with producer Jason Jennings, Ian Perrin, I'm Brian Posick here in Madison at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 4, Lindenwood nothing. The third-ranked Badgers trying to extend their winning streak to 10 games for the first time in 40 years. Steal behind the net. Kenyon had a chance in tight and fanned at the shot. Jeffers set him up. Jeffers then lost possession of the puck to Finley, who nudged it out to center, and then Anderson sent it right back down in. Lindenwood still without a shot on goal here in the second period. They had a chance just a moment ago, but their top line centerman didn't make contact with the puck. Badgers dump it in. Dunn there. Gabori Dunn takes a hit as he moved it along to the near side. Anderson lifted ahead to Wilkie. Finds Gagnon. Now Jeffers shoots one too high.
Still not a shot on net.
Yes, but that was a 2-on-1. Badgers, couple of breakdowns here after this stoppage in play. Now, here's Anderson, shoots one, kicked out by McClellan. Jack Anderson scored one of Lindenwood's 4 goals here in Madison last season when the Badgers swept the Lions 4-3 and 5-1. Now it's Zielke, right wing, goal line right, forced behind the net. Little left-hander stops, tries to set up his teammate in front of the net. That was Sturzer, pass didn't get through. Yakimchuk knocks it down. Ooh. His shot went off something and then bounced right in front of McClellan to his left. Now Dexheimer able to get it to Tassi. He jams it off the wall, not strongly enough for icing. That will allow the Badgers to get a change without too much concern.
That was about 35 seconds of pure offensive pressure by Lindenwood.
And their most since early on in the hockey game. Horbach can't catch off the wall. Long-range shot. Ooh, McClellan looked behind him, but it skipped to the near side corner and out to center it came. 23-7 shots on goal in favor of Wisconsin, which leads 4-0, 6.5 minutes left in period number two. Lindenwood will send it out to center. Anthony Kerr after it with his D partner Daniel Lodge. Kerr playing in his 116th career game. Lindenwood left wing, cuts to the slot, shoots one and whistled it wide. Kerr pinching in, took a hit by Sturzer, but kept the puck in the attacking zone. Lodge throws one in front, redirect, Lindmark fought off by Burnham. Mellenbacher retrieves back to the point. Lodge, now Kerr pushed it to the corner in Horbach. Yakimchuk on him. Horbach went left, turns back to his right. Skates behind the net, took a whack from Yakimchuk, still has the puck left side. Pass to the slot, broken up by Lindenwood. Lodge battling for it, kept it alive for a moment, then kicked out to center. 5:45 to go on the second, 4-0 Badgers.
I was about to say, Lodge standing at the blue line, stuck his stick down behind the goal line and intercepted that pass. God, it just amazes me how long that young man's stick is.
DeStefani shoots one left wing, missed the nets. Off the corner wall, the Badgers, Cilia twirling at the Wisconsin blue line to get it out to center. Lindenwood comes back the other way. Dumped in by Allard. McClellan shovels it to the near side. Vorlicki, he's double-teamed, now gets support from Stramel. Vorlicki able to win the puck free and went to Lodge. Cilia fumbling the puck. Dangerous pass up the middle between two Lions intended for Stramel. He couldn't control. And now it's Caleb Price. Puck inside the Lindenwood zone. Badgers bottling up the Lions just a tad here. Price has it again. Left-handed defenseman off to his left and throws it back in front of his net for Brendan Rons, who played 4 years with the Bulldogs of Ferris State. Did Rons. Now Scholes over skates in his own zone. Zach Scholes, couple of goals, 3 points for the freshman defenseman from South Lyon, Michigan. Here's Dick, now slot open. Mellenbacher shoots one into the belly of Burnham, and he hangs on.
That's a textbook play. The defenseman moves it quickly up to the right winger. Right winger goes wide. Mellenbacher's the offside guy, catches it on his forehand, pivots his body, and gets an excellent shot on net. Didn't score, but that's the way you draw them up on your posy board or whatever you want to call it, and get into a situation where that's a play that I hope all the young kids who are here went, ooh, that's cool.
Badgers offensive zone faceoff, and they can't control it in the zone out to center. Dexheimer will whip it in right corner to left. Mellenbacher in on the forecheck. Got a piece of it. Tyson Dick after it now. Dick walks off the left wing wall to Dexheimer. Left point, Palatichuk. Little stutter step trying to work around Augie. Cuts back to his right. Back to Dexheimer. Refeeds Palatichuk. Augie remains on him. And then Augie got a piece of the puck out to center. Hustling after it now is Sturzer, one-on-one Dexheimer, filling the lane near side, and a chance for Dunn, the defenseman, and kicked out by McClellan. Oh, Kabori Dunn joined the rush and had a chance for his first goal this season, and McClellan stopped him. Now Scholl shooting one, blocked, came back to Scholl, and he pushed it wide. Chased it down to the corner, took a pretty good hit from Dunn, and now it slides all the way out in front of the Wisconsin bench. 3:20 to go here in the second. 4-0 Wisconsin.
Kind of sloppy in the offensive zone. You see all three forwards standing down by the net. Two defensemen played catch, basically, at that point in time, and had nothing to show for it except the turnover.
Lodge takes it down the wall left wing, tried to pass to the side of the net, and Tassi didn't get through. Lodge battles back with his long stick, whipped it around behind the net. Tassi can't control there. Up the near side boards of the Lindenwood zone as we look down to our right and then sent out to center, and Lodge will pick it up for the Badgers. Anthony Kerr headmans to Tassie. Little sauce pass tracked down by Fitzgerald, looking backside. Finley, oh, ooh, that pass shot went off the stick on goal, kicked out by Burnham. And now Lindenwood. Anderson's pass broken up by Scholes. Finley back pressure, able to jam it free. Up to center now, Fitzgerald gets around Gagnon and then had his pocket picked nicely by Jaden Mercier. Mercier, little right-hander, skates across the Badgers' line, slowed by Vorlicki. Mercier retrieved the puck, and his pass intended for Prouty, taken away by Finley, and Finley gave it right back to Mercier, who was hustling back. Mercier falls over the stick of Finley, no penalty. Gagnon can't catch the cute little between-the-legs pass by the defenseman Price. Fitzgerald can't get off the ice. Long shift for the Badgers. Pass in front. Unable to reach it was Southgate, and the Badgers take it from there. Lucius one-on-one with Rons, and he got a slow-moving shot on goal that Burnham gloved and hung on to with 1:48 to go in the period. 4-0 Badgers.
Out there on an island by himself, Cruz Lucius realizing that the last shift for the other three players or other four players that were out on the ice with him was probably 55 to 65 seconds. He just goes, takes a shot on net. I think he would have loved to have danced on that young man's head if he would have had the opportunity. But wisely, freeze the puck, get a change, everybody's healthy.
Badgers won the offensive zone faceoff. Lucius with Lindmark and Bantle for the time being. Lucius' backhander came free to Lindmark, swept it in front of the net behind Bantle, out of the reach of Lucius, and Lindenwood sends it to center. And now the Lions on the attack, but nothing works there. Back out to neutralize. Bantle poked it around Yakimchuk, tracked it down left wing, looking. Topol shooting one high, missed the net, and into the mesh with 1:18 to go in period number two. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they're using their energy to power beyond.
A little bit of a line shuffle here. This is the second or third time in a row that David Cilia has been between Matty D. St. Phil and
Charlie Stramel. Yep. Cilia won the draw right on goal, and Burnham covered, and they'll drop the puck again.
Yeah, Cruz was just out there, and I can't remember who his line mates were.
He was out there with Lindmark and Bantle.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. Cilia wins the faceoff. Lodge tees one up. Glove save. Burnham. He'll hang on. Daniel with only one goal this season, three in his 87-game career for Daniel Lodge.
Are we counting the one that he scored for himself on our team?
No, we are not. That was a couple of years ago.
Oh.
Remember Liam Malmquist did the same. Malmquist had a goal and an assist last night. St. Thomas beat Michigan Tech. And actually that St. Thomas win over Tech dropped the Badgers from number one in the pairwise rankings down to number two. But, boy, being a top four in the pairwise would be in a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Snapshot by Sturzer went off a stick and over the cage. Now here's Prouty. He'll heave it deep in front of the net. Deflected. Backhand shot. Oh, McClellan makes a nice stop in tight on Aiden Yakimchuk. The Badgers the other way. Stramel onside. Here's a toe pull by D. St. Phil. Can't get a shot off. And then whack past the cage to the near corner and run down by Sturzer. Zilke has to fire it back to Augie. Stramel throwing his body around. We got a penalty coming up here on Wisconsin Stramel, and now Augie wants a piece of him. The linesman comes in to separate things. Jonathan Sladek and Dan Cohen.
Oh, I think they're going to take both of them.
And Stramel's going to get the gate. It looks like Zach Augie will too. Augie's only 6'3", 205. Stramel is 6'3", 215. Charlie got up there high with his right arm. Both will take a seat.
And again, you never usually catch the initial penalty. You catch the retaliation. And that was...
say incidental contact to the head on Stramel.
You had mentioned he came up high.
Yes, he did. And then Augie with the roughing penalty.
Yeah, it's a retaliation. And, you know, it's... I've been a player. I've been a coach. And that is the toughest thing to turn to any young man who has any spunk in his system.
Yeah.
Walk away from it.
It's hard.
Yeah. It's a tough man sport.
Stramel and Augie, coincidental minors at 19:25. So we're skating 4-on-4 here until the end of the period. The Badgers' Sawyer Scholl had his pocket picked by Jeffers. Lead feed intended for Mercier, and he stumbled, and that's icing on Lindenwood. Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
Used to love coming out of Green Bay.
Yeah.
Seeing the Rail headquarters.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking as I was coming here today, today's not the day that I want to be a truck driver.
No. 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 Or any sort of driver for that
nope.
matter.
I don't even want to be an Uber driver today.
Fitzgerald behind the offensive net. Out of the point, Palatichuk swings it near side. Dexheimer slows it down, shoots it through traffic. Burnham save, rebound. And Fitzgerald had a chance, and I think Burnham got his right pad on that one. Centering pass intercepted by Anderson. And that's how the second period ends. Badgers score twice more. Carson Bantle and Quinn Finley with his second of the game. It's 4-0 Wisconsin after two periods of play. Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. We'll return in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Well, the Badgers scored twice in that period. Carson Bantle on a power play at 1:17 from David Cilia and Matthew D. St. Foul. Ninth goal of the year for Bantle, made it 3-0. And then Quinn Finley scored his second of the game, his seventh of the season at 2:41, a breakaway on a feed from Simon Tassie. Daniel Lotz, the secondary helper. It was 4-0 after two periods of play. The Badgers outshot the Lions on goal 18-4, 31-10 for the game so far. Burnham stopped 16 in that period, 27 saves through two. Kyle McClellan has stopped all 10 Lions bids he's faced so far. The Badgers 2-for-3 on the power play. Lindenwood 0-for-2. So it's 4-0 Wisconsin after two. And, you know, the Badgers in the position they're in, facing a team in Lindenwood that's in the position it's in, this is exactly what the Badgers need to do, take care of business.
Yeah, but it took them a while to get into that position. And that's, I think, that'll be the frustrating part for Coach Hastings and the rest of his staff, is that why did we come out and play, quote-unquote, unintelligent hockey in the first 10 minutes of the first period? Once we settled things down, forced them to try and catch up with our speed, they got into a situation where the game is in their hands and they have nothing to lose to score four more.
Sure.
It is refreshing to see the power play click twice, very, very much so, after watching practice and watching Bantle on the one side and versus the other side. They were smart and did what I told them, put him on his forehand, and he turns around and scores a beautiful power play goal. But fact of the matter being is that the Badgers have the game in hand. They just cannot afford to do anything stupid or get lazy or get, a little ego that is going to get crushed, because there are some big boys out there that can crush them.
Badgers lead Lindenwood 4-0. Second intermission, back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wisconsin leads Lindenwood 4-0 after two periods of play here in Madison. Don't miss the Wisconsin Hockey Hour on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson join us to discuss their squads and the series to come. And our next show is scheduled for Wednesday night, January 24th, live at Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie. More on that later on this week and next. And again, catch the Mike Hastings every week on the Badger Hockey Digest, available on the Badger Hockey X account, the UW Facebook and YouTube pages, and uwbadgers.com. Quinn Finley with a couple of goals. Wisconsin's up 4-0. Ohio State with its first Big Ten win of the year knocks off Notre Dame 3-2, holding off the Irish behind Logan Turnus, who made 26 saves for the Buckeyes. Rest of the Big Ten scoreboard when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Culver's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com. The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Ohio State beat Notre Dame. Michigan State about to shut out Penn State 5-0 with 25 seconds left in State College. That would move Michigan State within 2 points of first place Wisconsin in the Big Ten. Spartans with a game in hand, however. Non-conference, Minnesota leads Robert Morris 3-1 after two periods at Mariucci. And Gavin Brindley, 4 goals for Michigan, which walloped Stonehill 12-4. Badgers up 4-0 against Lindenwood. Third period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. The gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
By UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Brian Posick, Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. The Badgers lead Lindenwood 4-0. We start this second period 4-on-4 because of penalties at the end of the period.
Charlie Stramel and Foggy from
Linwood, yep. Little altercation in front of the net.
Yeah.
So misbehavior, 2 minutes.
Is that what it was officially?
I'm not sure if that's the official call, but that's what my mom would have called it.
Here comes Ethan Zilke. Drop pass to Yakimchuk, left-handed defenseman. Throws a backhander on goal that McClellan's up easily and hung on to for a faceoff. 58 seconds into the third period, a 4-0 Wisconsin lead. The Badgers have been so good in the third period this season, outscoring opponents 28-9. They're 15-0 this season when they lead after two periods of play. Again, going for their 10th straight win is Wisconsin. And you know what's amazing to me, Ian, during this current 9-game winning streak, the Badgers have trailed in a game only once. And that was after Penn State scored about a minute into the first. Oh, here's Fitzgerald. Hard to the net. Nice power move by Christian Fitzgerald, who was stopped by Burnham with the right pad. Fitzgerald slow to get up. He's just coming back from an injury.
Yeah, that's what kind of reminded me of how slowly he got up in Milwaukee.
Here's Lucius across the line. Both teams at full strength. Wrist shot blocked by Dunn. Lucius gets it back, though. Cruz has a goal tonight. Sidesteps one man, turns and throws it to the right corner. Stramel can't identify where the puck is until it's too late, but then back-checking does a nice job to get his stick on it, and that gives Wisconsin the possession once again. Yeah, Penn State had an early lead here in Madison, like a minute in or so, and they led for 12 and a half minutes that day, and then the Badgers tied it. But that's the only time Wisconsin has trailed during a 9-game plus 2-period winning streak. It's pretty impressive. For Licky, right point, swings it left side to Scholes. To the corner, behind the net now, intended for Dick. Out of his reach, gathered in by Southgate, and snaps off a backhand pass to the tape of Gagnon's stick, but he couldn't handle it. Vorlicki back to take it away from him. Finley with a pair of goals. Bantle and Lucius have lit the lamp as well. Tyson Dick on side, backpedaling in the high slot with a puck between his legs. Lost it, got it back. Little tap pass hoping for Scholl, taken by Conquest. Sidesteps Dick, who got away with a hook. Now Scholl with it on his backhand. Right wing, he takes it and sweeps it through the paint. He was forced to go right, and that is back to the net. Now it's lobbed towards the front of the cage, and he's tackled by Joe Prouty, the Lindenwood defenseman. And the referee, Colin Crawford, is going to take Prouty and Scholl.
Yeah, he should. I think they should both for being not intelligent. Both went up for the jump ball. One grabs the other's shoulder. The other one grabs the other's head, and they roll around on the ice like six-year-olds. So not good penalties to take, but they are part of the game, I guess. And again, if Tyson Dick had to put that puck anywhere near the 6'2" frames of each of those guys,
yep,
it would have been an easy play. But he put it about 30 feet in the air, and they both thought they were playing in the NBA and jumped up for it and came down for it. So mutual combatants, good. Keep them off the ice.
Incidental minors at 250, another 4-on-4 sequence here. 5-on-5 if you count the goaltenders. Burnham for Lindenwood, McClellan for Wisconsin. Jack Horbach on the forecheck got his stick, the toe
got
of his
the Zamboni
stick
door.
In the Zamboni door, and he tried to pull it free, and it's just stuck in the door. He now has a new stick thanks to equipment manager Nate LaPointe. But he jammed that blade of his stick in the door, and he couldn't get it out. Nice pass slot. Chance for Zilke, then cut off, throws it to the point, and the defenseman Anderson shot his stick broke in half, and it caromed harmlessly to the near side. Then Stetzer through a screen, shoots one that McClellan stops and hangs on to. 16:27 left in the third, a 4-0 Wisconsin lead. And now Trent Burnham, the Lindenwood goaltender, goes over to the far corner where Horbach's stick got stuck in the Zamboni door and pulls it free and gives it to the linesman. And
going to have to get out a wood chipper here at the end of the third period just to get all the wood off the ice.
Christian Fitzgerald will take the faceoff now for Wisconsin. He's had a nice night, no points to show for it, but leads the team with 6 shots on goal, and he's won over 80% of his faceoffs as Christian Fitzgerald. But Lindenwood won that draw, and the defenseman Dunn's shot from the point well off the mark, and the Badgers' Anthony Kerr has it. Minute to go in the coincidental minors. Lotch with care. Finley and Fitzgerald. Lotch starting the rush. Pass towards Finley in front of the net. Deflected, never got to him. Out to Fitzgerald. Steps right, back left, cut off, and now Lotch picks up the loose change. Daniel Lotz wheels and shoots one. Good almost play. Snuck it underneath the left arm of Burnham, but he made the stop and hung on for a faceoff.
Good play. When you've got Christian Fitzgerald kind of unattended in front, but still causing some vision problems for the goaltender Burnham.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden he has to make a save. That's a good play by Daniel Lotz.
Now it's silly.
I've never said too many things that Daniel Lotz has made a bad play. Have I?
No, you love Daniel Lotch. Yeah. So you won the draw. Scholl wheeling out high right. Tassie forced to the boards now by Dunn, the defenseman. Very nice play. Out to Scholl's cutting left. Out on him is Zilke. Good defense. Now Cilia cycling out.
Ooh,
high. Cilia
dangerous.
Sidesteps one man. Lost the puck, but able to hold the zone. Got tripped up by Anderson. No penalty called. And then falling down was Tassie. And that freed the puck for Kabari Dunn. Now Anderson will whip it around left corner to right. Cilia will get there first, and up he comes with it. Right through the middle of the ice. Cuts past Zilke, lost the handle. Anderson bats it back to center. Tassie goes down, and a penalty coming up on Lindenwood. And then Tassie unhappy with Sturzer, who knocked him down. Delayed penalty coming up. Badgers had an extra attacker and empty their nets. And Scholl's penalty is over. So's Prouty. So 6-on-5. And then Vorlicki just iced the puck. The Badgers will get a Kunis power play as Lindenwood gets the gate again at the 5:01 mark of the third. It's 4-0 Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think it'll be a tripping call. Or interference. Okay. When he went down to his knees, you can call it interference. You can call it tripping. You could call it whatever. But... yeah. Sturzer is a large young man at 6'5", 216 pounds from Kimberley, British Columbia. That is a large boy.
It is. Sturzer, 6 goals, 11 points as a sophomore last year, played on the club team, national championship team a couple of years ago. Badgers on the power play. It's Fitzgerald outside the right ring with Plotichuk at the center point. Back to Fitzgerald. One timer, missed the net. Simon Tassie, though, left wing, has the puck. Drops it back to the point. Plotichuk. Lindmark and Finley out there on this power play as well. Fitzgerald, right circle. Stick handling and looking. Puts it down low. Tassie tries to make a move. Cut off by Yakimchuk. Retrieved by Finley to the right wing and Fitzgerald. Minute 27 to go on the power play. Badgers lead 4-0. Already 2-for-3 on the man advantage tonight. Plotichuk shoots one. Didn't get to the net. Off the end boards. Lindmark tries to jam it in. Burnham able to keep it out. Now Plotichuk walks the line. Back pedals to the left wing in Lindmark. Back to Plotichuk. Uses his skate to kick it to his stick. Shot blocked by Allard. Got it back to Lindmark. Finley can't catch in the high slot. Plotichuk picks it up.
Wide.
Now here's Fitzgerald. Tassie just got knocked down by the defenseman in front. Long range shot by Plotichuk. Waffled away by Burnham. Delayed penalty coming up on Lindenwood. Badgers are going to get an extra attacker, another extra attacker. But right now they have 6-4. Here's another shot by Plotichuk. Got underneath Burnham, but it looked like it hit the far side post. Plotichuk again. Delayed penalty on Lindenwood. Badgers leading 4-0 with a power play. Fitzgerald's blast. That was blocked by Rons. He now controls. And the penalty called against the Lions. And Wisconsin will have 33 seconds of 5-on-3 power play hockey.
Yeah, and it looks like Zach Augie, who has spent a little time in the penalty box in his career, is going to get a 2-minute minor for cross-checking. And it was a legitimate cross-checking call. You know, you're just trying to defend against your goaltender. But there are better ways to do it. Somebody should explain that to him.
Zach Augie cross-checking at 6:28. Cilia's out there. Bantle, D. St. Foul, Lucius, and Dexheimer. 5-on-3 power play. Badgers win the faceoff. Dexheimer walks the line. Out high right, Cilia back to Dexheimer. Back to Cilia, looking to the goal line. DeSane foul. Wheels back for Dexheimer. Doesn't shoot. Pass across intended for Cilia. Good play on the ice by Zilke to get his stick down to the ice. Broke it up, got up, and cleared.
Every defenseman should know, don't go inside the top of the circles unless you absolutely are 100% sure you're going to score the goal.
Celia behind the net, left wing now, DeSaint Fowl steps to the slot, drop pass Dexheimer. Who's going to shoot the puck? DeSaint Fowl backside. Oh, Bantle tried to go five hole, didn't get a lot on it. Stopped by Burnham. Now Lucius with it. 5-on-4 power play, right wing Celia. His shot or pass blocked by Anderson. Held in by Lucius. It's a 5-on-4 power play for the Badgers. Lucius tried to dangle at the blue line. His teammate Dexheimer got in the way. Lucius turned it over. Here's a shot by Gagnon. Easy stick save by McClellan. A shorthanded bid by Lindenwood, which has four shorties this season. 4-0 Wisconsin. Power play continues, but the Lions have the puck. Gagnon with it. Out high left. Left untouched. Walks to the dot. Snapshot to the chest of McClellan. Made the save. Dropped it down for Celia. Like Lindenwood thought a whistle was coming. It didn't. Here's Lucius across the line. Sauce pass to the slot. Too far for Bantle. Whacked out by Lindenwood.
I mean, you talked about they have four shorthanded goals. They've also had more opportunities to be shorthanded.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they've killed off, well, they've faced 87 power plays against and have only had 47 power plays themselves. Here's Karen now for the Badgers. Stramel with it. Stramel, slot pass intended for Scholl off a skate to Kerr. Lodge, no look pass Kerr. Long range shot missed the net. Power play will expire in 13 seconds. Stramel, Kerr now, fumble the puck. Lost it to Zilke, but Kerr took it back and then fired one off the left pad of Burnham. And Zilke is still down on the ice. On all fours, Stramel, not much on the shot from the left wing. Burnham got a piece of that. Zilke is back up, appears to be okay, and Lindenwood kills off the power plays, and now a shot from the left wing by Dick. Blocker save made by Burnham. Dick picked it up, threw it through the slot. Scholl now to the slot and Kerr, but he fanned a shot. Stramel from behind almost took it away, but now cleared out to center. So Wisconsin at 5-on-3 hockey for 33 seconds, now 2-for-5 on the power play. Scholl goes short side and a save made by Burnham. Sawyer Scholl's potted a pair in his freshman season, the freshman from Medford. And now here's Stramel. Backhand sauce to Scholl's, 1-on-3. Zach Scholl skates behind the net, possessing the puck and looking. Goes back behind the cage now to Finley. Comes out higher right. A bad pass behind Scholl's, and it forces Vorlicki out to center ice. Drops it back for Finley. One man wiped out. Finley with speed across the line. He went short side, missed the net. Vorlicki protecting the far wall, holds the zone. Gets it off Fitzgerald, a wheeling pass. Deflected, Finley grabs it left wing. Now shoots one down low off the stick of Tassi behind the net, Fitzgerald. Badgers buzzing against Lindenwood, leading 4-0, and a long range shot by Scholl's off the noggin, it looked like a Burnham. Tassi battling for position down low. Still battling, two men go down, and a penalty coming up here in a moment. Now Tassi roughing up Joe Prouty a little bit, and now Tassi attacked by Drew Kuzma, and the referees need to get in there to separate things. Tassi being yanked off from behind by one of the Lindenwood players. Tassie's going to get the gates, and he is barking right now at Joe Prouty as Tassie's being escorted to the penalty box.
I think there may have been some extracurriculars out in front that we can't see from our vantage point.
Tassie's been kicked out, looks like. He's heading to the locker room.
I hope it's a something and 10 and not a 5-minute major.
Right. Colin Kronforst and Kevin Corbett are talking things over a little bit.
With Vorlicki and the captain, Mitch Allard, for Lindenwood Lions, having a long discussion.
Looks like they're kicking Prouty out, too. Oh. So Prouty gets a 2-minute minor for roughing and 10 minutes. He's done for the night unless this game goes to overtime.
Correct. And Tassi gets 4 minutes.
Yes.
Two double minors, or two minors for roughing, or double minors for rough, and a 10-minute misconduct. So the Badgers will be shorthanded for the next 2 minutes.
Yep.
Oh, children, play nice.
And now the referees are going to take a look at video replay to determine whether a major penalty occurred. So time is of these penalties at 9:48 in a power play to come for Lindenwood.
Or maybe more.
We'll see. Badger Hockey brought to you by Menards, a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. Menards reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Badger Hockey also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Wisconsin and Lindenwood again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock faceoff, 6:30 pregame on the Badgers Sports Network. A light crowd tonight, but like to thank those that did come out here tonight. A lot of kids have made their way with their moms and dads, and but with the poor weather outside that pulled back on the crowd that we have here tonight. I would assume we'll see more tomorrow night for the series finale when hopefully the worst of the weather is passed us by.
Significant amount of those youth hockey kids that we talked about, young youth hockey players playing in a tournament, and I think it was at the Capi Center, and then tomorrow in Oregon, or maybe it's being shared by two or three rinks. I am not 100% sure. But you get into a situation where you ever notice how hockey parents aren't scared by the weather?
Yeah, right.
I got to get my kid to the rink.
And they're looking at the replay. Wow, Anthony Kerr gets a 5-minute major for head contact. And so Lindenwood, which already was going to have a 2-minute power play, will get a 5-on-3 for 2 minutes. And Mike Borlicki, the Badgers captain, talking with referee Colin Kronforce to get an explanation here. But yeah. Kerr gets a 5-minute major.
Ouch. They're going to have to send somebody to the box to serve the second 2-minute minor for Cassie. And now Kerr will make his way to the penalty box for a 5-minute major. It is not a game disqualification. It is just a 5-minute major. So you have one of your best penalty killers making his way to the penalty box, and the Badgers will skate 5-on-3.
Yep.
Weird.
Badgers had a 5-on-3 power play just a few moments ago and failed to convert. It's 4-0 Wisconsin, 10-12 left in the third. This game was sailing along until now.
Yes. Got chippy.
Yep.
People got angered.
And Owen Mellenbacher will serve the
2-minute minor for Cassie.
Yep. Who's in
the locker room. 5-on-3.
Yep.
All right, Mr. McClellan, show your net worth.
And the Badgers' third-best penalty kill in the country, 91%, 2-for-2 so far tonight. Face off to McClellan's right, and the Badgers win that draw. Owen Lindmark, and Wisconsin sends it all the way down. Borlicki and Lotch with Lindmark on the penalty kill. Here's Dunn for Lindenwood. Drop pass now to Zielke. He's out there with Augie, Yakimchuk, and Kuzma. And good work by Owen Lindmark to work the puck free. Waste a little bit more time. And now here comes Augie through the center circle. They're onside. Kuzma left wing. Bumps it to the point man. Yakimchuk will go get it. Dunn now right side. 5-on-3 power play for Lindenwood. Trying to get on the board. 4-0 Badgers. It's Dunn. Backpedaling left side. To the goal line he goes. And Augie back to Dunn. Outside the right circle. Backdoor pass intended for Zielke. He fanned on it. It came off the end boards. Badgers trying to clear. Skating out of harm's way is Cilia. He gets around one man and another. Coming in right wing and gets tackled. Down he goes. Will we get a penalty shot here for David Cilia or not?
No,
it's going to be holding.
2 minutes for holding.
Yeah, boy, Cilia just burst in the speed, came around center ice, then into the offensive zone, and
ooh,
he was hogtied by Dunn.
Contact to the head.
Hard. 2 minutes for holding. So the Badgers no longer down 5-on-3 on the ice. That lasted only 54 seconds.
So it'll be 4-on-3.
Yeah.
For a minute and 6 seconds. And then the Badgers will be 4-on-4.
10:43, the penalty for hooking on Dunn. So it is 4-on-3 power play now for Lindenwood, as Ian mentioned. For Licky, Scholes, and Lindmark on this penalty kill. Again, Lindenwood's power play dead last in the country. Only 5 for 48. Here's Jeffers across the line. He's pretty talented. Ran into his own teammate, lost the puck, but Gagnon's got it back. Gagnon, right hash mark, looking, slot, open. Jeffers doesn't shoot. Southgate now with it, gets a man down. Now Dunn sliding over to his left was McClellan. He just swallowed that puck, held on, and then Gagnon went for whatever loose puck he may think be coming, and Schulz and he engage a little bit before the referees step in.
You know, just in watching Schulz for these first 20 games, kind of looks like the kind of guy I wouldn't want to
mess
be
with.
Involved with down there below the goal line. He's one tough customer. I'll give him credit for that.
He protected his goaltender there. They're going to drop the puck outside the Wisconsin zone. So there's 34 seconds left in the
head contact
to Tassi. And that will come off the board. They will skate 4-on-4 for another 55 seconds or so before Dunn's penalty expires. And then Lindenwood will get 2 minutes of power play hockey. But now we've got another challenge for
face
a potential
masking.
Major for face masking. 8:45 to go in the third. Wisconsin has a 4-0 lead on Lindenwood. Let's take a break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Get big savings on your bathroom update at Menards. We have everything you need to create the bathroom of your dreams with Sterling tubs and showers that fit your style and your budget. Like the Sterling Ensemble Medley Tub and Shower. Its tongue and groove interlocking joints form a seamless appearance and make installation quick and easy. Its durable high-gloss finish provides lasting beauty. Get yours today for $699.99. Big buys, big savings. Right now at Menards. Prices good through January 14th.
Save big money at Menards.
Wisconsin coach Mike Hastings had challenged for a potential face mask, but after further review, not the case. So Wisconsin loses its challenge, but leads 4-0. 8:40 to go here in the third. 4-on-3 power play for Lindenwood. Jeffers has it. Left side, Gagnon shoots one. Good stick by Lodge. Behind the net it goes. Good play by Wisconsin's Cilia to hit Southgate, but he moved the puck to Gagnon. Here's Jeffers now. Right wing, Gagnon. Jeffers wanted a one-timer, now stops and shoots, and he whistled it wide. Gagnon's got it again. Penalty to Tassi will expire. Then 4-on-4 for less than a minute. Jeffers steps in. Shot blocked by Vorlicki. It's on the back of the net. Lodge pivots, uses his body to protect the puck on the back of the net, which draws a whistle. And a faceoff inside the Wisconsin zone. We're 4-on-4 for the next 52 seconds.
Yeah, that's, again, to the Badgers' advantage. And even the last 2 minutes of this five-minute major that was given to Anthony Kerr, that five-minute major has been broken up into segments of 1 minute of 4-on-3, 1 minute of 5-on-4. It's the flow of the game has just disappeared.
What flow?
Yeah.
Right. McClellan with a blocker save a moment ago on a shot in tight by Zielke. Here's Augie now, being a right-hander. Down the wall. Price couldn't handle it, but his teammate Sturzer gets him the puck. Now he's tied up by Finley straight away. Augie had the puck lifted up his head, and now here comes Fitzgerald. He is fast. He gets by Augie. Breakaway for Christian Fitzgerald. Comes in, tried to tuck it backside. Save made, Burnham. Then a sweeping glove save by Burnham on the rebound by Finley, who is looking for a hat trick. Oh, Burnham with the pad, then the glove. Still 4-0 Wisconsin.
Finley tried exactly the same move he did when he scored his first goal. Fake the deke and go back and try and go into five hole. What do they call that? The Gretzky backhander or whatever it's called. And to no avail. But to give up that rebound and have the defenseman skate right by it, and then to have Quinn Finley stick it right in his glove again.
Face off to Burnham's right. Fitzgerald wins the draw. Finley to Palatichuk. Back to Quinn Finley. Refeeds Palatichuk. Slot. No place to shoot. Pass to Finley. Goes airborne. Brought down by Quinn Finley. Out to the right side in Dexheimer. Feeds it left wing now. Palatichuk looking backside. Wide open Finley. Puts it back door. Fitzgerald had turned his back to him and didn't connect. Now here's Kuzma shooting, but a whistle and offside. Kuzma beat McClellan blocker side. He beat him clean, but Lindenwood was offside. No
yes,
goal.
Yes, they were. I was about to call offside and didn't know if the referee was going to do it or not. So there is no goal. It was definitely offside by a couple feet. And I understand why Wilkie did what he did.
Yeah.
Trying to draw the defenseman to him so that the Kuzma could get a good shot, but it's a no-no.
Lindenwood on a power play. Kuzma scored against Wisconsin last year, one of his two goals as a freshman. Badgers shorthanded here for about a minute 50. DeSaint Fowl working in the Lindenwood zone and then skates it all the way through center, all the way back to his own zone. Knocks it off to Scholes, and he'll fire it back Lindenwood's way. 6:50 to go in the third. It's 4-0 Wisconsin.
And this is where the Badgers have to be smart. Don't get involved in any of the extracurricular activities that Lindenwood is going to try and draw them into it.
Pass slot got through. Dunn looking back side. A man open. Oh, McClellan got his left pad on the puck. It ricocheted once or twice. Finally to the stick of Colton Wilkie. And McClellan was down and reached out. I think his right pad or skate may have stopped that bid by Wilkie on the power play.
Yeah, he did what he had to do. When he went down to his belly like that and started sliding back, he covered anything to the far post that was available. And as you see him, it's kind of unawkward, but he just throws his body backwards and covers anything that could be on the ice in the far post.
4-0 Wisconsin. Face off. Lotch walks over the top of Allard. Here comes Wisconsin's Silky, or Cilia that is, with Price taking the puck away. He wheels away from pressure, then coughed it up. DeSaint Fowl with it. 2-on-2. DeSaint Fowl. Topol shooting one. Oh, Burnham just got his left wing in tight to make that stop and hang on for a faceoff. 1:02 to go in the 5-minute major to Kerr. 6:13 left in the third. 4-0 Badgers.
Oh, we're going to have to be all over Anthony. Scoring machine, physical bully, all the rest of that kind of stuff. He'll just give you that 12-year-old grin.
Right. Face off to Burnham's right. 44 shots on goal for the Badgers tonight, 17 for Lindenwood. Badgers scored twice in the first and then twice more in the second. Vorlicki with the puck, and he'll just skate it out to center. Again, Lindenwood on a power play. And then Vorlicki will send it all the way down or attempt to, but it went off something. The linesman.
Referee.
Gagnon now with it, and offside called on Lindenwood. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center. Brew Pub, lots and lots of pizza, chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin.
Different penalty killers, Sawyer Scholl, Christian Fitzgerald out there at the forward position. Usually it's Horbach and Lindmark or Cilia and DeSaint Fowl. When you got a 4-0 lead, trying to find other players that can play those positions when need be.
Yeah. Well, Horbach's been in the box tonight, so additional reps for some. Horbach's out there now with Lindmark. 30 seconds left in the Lindenwood power play. Wisconsin with a 4-0 lead on its way to its 10th straight victory. And a 19-4 start to the season. Remarkable. Here's Dunn. Snapshot got through. Oh, McClellan stopped it. Then he slides to his right. And he stone Sturzer laying down on his belly. He keeps the puck out of the net. Kyle McClellan again. Here comes Lindmark shorthanded on the attack. Backhander tried to go five-hole. Burnham stopped him. Now, here's Lindmark. Stramel with a wheeling shot in the slot on a feed from Lindmark. That went just wide. Badgers kill off that Lindenwood power play. Lions come the other way, though. Sturzer tried to get it deep. Knocked off his stick. Under 5 minutes to go in the third. Wisconsin a 4-0 lead here in Madison. Now Mellenbacher jams it free. Breakaway Tyson Dick coming in. Looking. Goes to a backhand. And he doesn't get it on net. Now he drops it to Dexheimer. He misses high and wide. Stramel takes a hit from the side by Conquest. Puck still loose in the offensive zone. Oh, Tyson Dick with a breakaway. Had a chance for his first goal as a Badger and missed the net.
Might not have missed it. He may have missed the ocean if he was standing on the pier when he took that shot.
Stephanie had it. Good back check by Mellenbacher to work it free. 4:18 to go in the third. 4-0 Badgers. Dick tumbles over the body of Zilke. No penalty. Out to Palatichuk. Left wing Mellenbacher turns and faces the net. Protects the puck. Zilke with snow all over his back on his number 12 and nameplate back on his skates. And now Price takes the puck from Dick, who's out there on a long shift. Conquest fumbled the puck at the blue line. Offside called on Lindenwood. We'll take a break with 3:53 to go in the third. Wisconsin 4, Lindenwood nothing. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.